Kentucky football and basketball carpool show. I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.
Florida week. So
yeah,
usually a pretty excited week. Usually play them pretty tough. But this year feels different because it's late in the season and we haven't been very good.
No, it's been kind of a struggle.
I still think Kentucky's going to play with them tomorrow. And I know they're out players and stuff. Kentucky at full strength, I definitely would say Kentucky will play with them.
Yeah, it seems like Stoops always has Mullen's number and Grant always has Grantham's number.
I don't get it. And there was a year at Mississippi State that we went down to Mississippi State and they beat the crap
just
out of
beat
us.
The shit out of us, yeah.
But that was early. Well, it wasn't really early. I guess it was Stoops, it was one of his bowl seasons that they did that. But I think Mississippi State had Dak and stuff at that time. So I think that's what made that game a little different. But they do have the Heisman front runner for Florida. So,
yeah. And you know what? Stoops does a pretty good job against Heisman front runners. Just look at Lamar Jackson the year he won.
I personally think we have obviously the news we've been hearing all week, and we kind of suspected it since they had it against Alabama. I remember getting the season, we talked about don't be the team that gets ravaged by COVID. And if we are going to be the team, let's hope the team that has it is Alabama and Florida. And instead, we are the ones that have it, and we are down 18 guys. With injury too, not all of them have COVID that we're aware of. Coaches also have COVID and stuff, but injuries and COVID, down 18 guys and down several coaches as of right now. I cannot believe they're playing this game. I can't believe they played the Alabama game.
Pretty surprised.
If they were playing any other team besides Alabama and Florida, I believe they would cancel it. The reason they're not going to do it with Alabama and Florida is because those two teams, as of right now, will be playing for the SEC championship game. They don't have a lot of movement there. So, unless the SEC moved the games around, you found out today Alabama LSU is next weekend, I think, and they moved some other game to the following Saturday. But there's really not much movement for Florida because I think they got to remake a game, don't they? They got to play Missouri, right?
Yeah, I think so.
So that's, I mean, I get it. And Stoops is not going to make any excuses. I will give it to Stoops. I'll give it to the whole staff came out saying we're not going to use it as an excuse. So, but that's a big loss. And
that's a lot of guys to be down.
You can't ignore that. And I think that really played into, I know we haven't talked about the recap of last week's game, but that played into the 60 point dumping we took.
Yeah, there's nothing really to recap. We got the shit beat out of us.
Yeah, I mean, that was the lowest of the lowest of the Stoops era. That was the first time
for sure
that I have seen a Stoops team just kind of let's get the hell out of here type of
performance.
Yeah, it was.
Did anybody put up a fight?
They stopped putting up a fight after the third quarter, and it was pretty evident. It was unfortunate. It's the first time I've seen those Stoops teams, but it's just kind of going with this season and kind of the weird year and everything. And it's not going towards going the way everyone wanted it to go. And but you got to keep fighting. You got to keep playing. And I get it, it's Alabama, and you're down, guys, and you want to go home. But you got to play, man. And that was worst loss in Stoops' era. And to come back and then find out that it's like the third biggest loss ever in Kentucky's history. This season has really been a eye opener for us. And we talked about it for the season that I like this kind of schedule where you play all SEC teams. That's when you kind of see the measuring stick of Kentucky's program, and they are not anywhere near where we thought.
No, not at all.
Especially offensively. The offense play calls last week was terrible again.
Oh, they're just awful. They're stupid play calls.
I just think, and I don't think it. All of it's not Grant's fault. I'll never sit here on here and tell you Grant's a terrible coach or anything like that because I just don't believe that. But what I do believe is they need a new voice in the huddle. They need a voice for the offense.
Yeah, and one thing's for sure is they're not developing quarterbacks.
They're not developing quarterbacks. They just lost a big recruit, a big wide receiver recruit that we had.
And there's going to be more to come, man.
If they don't address it, and Stoops has not addressed it.
For 100 yards a game.
Yeah, Stoops has not addressed it. He hasn't really come out and said anything what he's going to do about the future of the offense. But I think you're 3-5 right now. You better start to tell your recruits what your plans are for the future. I'm not one of those people that think someone should be fired in the middle of the season. I don't. But I think definitely you need to start telling recruits that we're going to go out and find someone else. You don't tell the public that kind of stuff, but you could tell recruits that we're going to be doing, this is the offense we want for the future.
Yeah, we want to throw the ball.
And I think that starts with the quarterback spot now. I think it's time to go ahead and play Allen and see what you got there. I haven't been impressed. Now I will say that we've seen enough of Terry. Terry, I know what Terry is. Terry's up and down. He can come out tomorrow and be looking
up and down. Yeah. His best games, he are, 15 of 17 with 101 yards?
Yeah, I mean, the Florida game a couple years ago and stuff like that. He'll start tomorrow. I wouldn't see any other way while already other scenario that he doesn't start. They finish the game. I have no idea. Sure. But I just think you're wasting experience or good experience for your other guys. I haven't seen enough of Gatewood. I've seen enough right now to say Gatewood probably isn't the future that you want to go with your offense either. But with that said, he's played against, two tough teams. And I get it.
Well, no, he got in against Vandy and didn't really.
Played one series though. That's hard to gauge that.
Yeah.
So that is. It's hard to gauge that. But
there's probably a reason why he only played one.
Maybe
series. They probably thought he fucked up. Let's get him out.
It may be. Yeah, I agree with you on that. It might be. We might be something we don't see, or he's not calling, or he's not seeing on the field and stuff like that. I have no idea. He definitely looks like an offensive quarterback. I will tell you that he looks like an SEC quarterback. He looks like a guy that's very Cam Newton, a guy that could do a lot of stuff for you. I mean, just watching Notre Dame's quarterback. He's a big boy.
I think he's missing a lot of reads out there.
Oh, yeah. But I think you see when Bo Allen comes in, they really move the ball. They throw the ball, and he looks good with it.
Yeah, he does.
But with that said, man, the offense has to change something. Someone has to take the fall for this, and unfortunately, I'm one of those people that it's not going to be Stoops. I'll tell you that.
No.
Stoops can do whatever he wants the rest of his career at Kentucky. Unless he starts going 0-12 and stuff, they'll never get rid of him because he's the winningest football coach in Kentucky's history.
No, dude. I think it starts with Henshaw. More than likely, I think Henshaw's gone.
And I think it's more so development.
We'll probably do what Saban does with his coaches. We'll find him opportunity and tell him to take it because he's not welcome back.
Well, I just think that it's not so much the play calling as lack of development at wide receiver and quarterback. Now, the wide receiver spot, I've said this over and over again about the changing of coaches at that particular position. It's hard to get a philosophy down when you have a new coach every couple of years.
Right.
Now, with the quarterback spot, Henshaw has been here, 5 years now? 5-6 years now?
Yeah.
So there is no excuse for him. I think he should go. I think Eddie Grant's done a good job with the running backs, and I think Vince has done a pretty good job with the tight ends. Yeah. We know with the offensive line, obviously Slarman. Slarman. Gosh dang, I'm sitting here watching Cheez-It commercial. there's been some good offensive coaches done, but the lack of development at those two positions have really just sunk UK.
Yeah.
And there was some good wide receivers early in Grant's starting or when he started here, like Juice and Dorian Baker and stuff, but it seems that they're
we just haven't developed them, and part of the reason is we're not throwing the ball to them during games.
Yeah, I think last year was cool with what he did with Lynn.
I'm like accepting,
but I think at the end of the day, it hurt us.
Accepting that there's gonna block.
I think it hurt us at the end of the day. At the end of the day, it hurt us because it set our wide receivers back, and we didn't see what we had. I don't know if it would change that much. But we did not see what we had last year in wide receiver. We saw a little bit from Ali and stuff. But people keep saying, what they look good in the first couple of games. Well, yeah, they look good in the first couple of games because they had Lynn Bowden to throw to and Wagner. But this year, they have nothing like
receivers
that.
Receivers are making plays.
There is nobody out there. Ali's fine.
Ali's fine, but Ali shouldn't be your superstar.
He should not be your best wide receiver. He should be like a second or third.
Probably, he should be a really good slot receiver.
Pretty much. Your second or third choice.
Exactly.
But there is no true one wide receiver out there. I am impressed with the tight ends this year. I thought they've done a pretty good job. So, I don't know, man. I just think they need to do something with that offense, and I think they're going to have to get a new offensive coordinator because I don't think Eddie Grant's doing it for the recruits anymore. I don't think Eddie Grant's doing it for any of the fans and stuff. I hate to be that guy, but But if you stay loyal to coaches that are underachieving, you'll end up with them fired.
Exactly.
So you got to make some moves.
Exactly.
So let's talk about this Florida game, man. I mean, you thinking Kentucky's got a good shot or what?
Man, I mean, no.
Not at all.
I mean, don't get me wrong, we still bet on them, but
I don't think they're gonna get blown out like they did against Alabama.
I don't think they'll get blown out, but I think we lose by 14.
Do you think Kentucky full strength would be better or still the same?
Kentucky full strength may be better. It depends on what Terry shows up.
Sure. And that's what the whole season has come down to is the quarterback play. I mean, you obviously see when you don't have.
Now, if Terry comes out and goes 15 of 17 for 101 yards, we lose.
Oh, yeah.
We lose. Those numbers are pitiful.
Really, like, there's just no way of sugarcoating this football season right now. I think they just kind of finish out the season, make a bowl game. You're already eligible for a bowl game and play the bowl game and try to get another bowl game win.
And just put the season behind us.
That's it.
Get those extra practice reps.
Let's find out who's coming back for getting that. You know, because some guys may come back for the extra year. And some guys, most of the team's probably going to be back as far as – I don't see anybody leaving early for the draft. Do you see anyone that's a junior right now that could go to the draft?
No. I haven't heard of anybody. Or...
I mean, maybe one of the corners might try. I have no idea, but – But as far as I see, I don't see anyone that's an underclassman that's going to make that move to go to the NFL.
Yeah, that's the right move for them.
I do think Terry takes advantage of the extra year, but he won't be here.
Yeah, I don't think he'll be here.
I think he'll go somewhere and play 1 year and use that year eligibility because they're going to let everyone transfer now wherever they want.
Yep.
But I think the future of Kentucky is Bo Allen. I think it's a bad move to start him against Alabama or Florida, people like that. But South Carolina, sure. Unless you know, Terry comes out, like I say.
You know what? Honestly, you're talking about that, but at the same time, it's kind of like, give him a few reps, but don't go out and play a whole game because he's not worth getting hurt.
It's not just getting hurt. It's to kill his confidence, too. Like, oh, wow, maybe I can't play this game. Guys get demolished sometimes. Other confidence wise, and it's like, well, I can't play this game, and it ruins them.
Yeah, for sure.
But I don't know. What do you got for tomorrow, man? What's your? We'll get on to basketball here because I know the football. Just the football season hasn't been there, man. And it's disappointing. I've said this from the start. If they didn't win seven games. You should be disappointed as a UK fan because what we had returning, the talent we had tomorrow. Next year is a transition year, technically. I mean, it is. You losing half your offensive line. You're probably going to lose Terry. You're not going to get him back. I just don't. We still have no wide receivers. We'll have some freshmen and sophomores, but we still have very, very little there. The defense returns quite a bit, but you're still losing Bahena. He's probably not going to come back. Yeah, he'll probably get drafted. I mean, Phil Hoskins might come back for another year. I don't think he'll get drafted. And Billy McCall's been playing pretty daggone good.
Yeah, Billy's a good player. He's been solid.
The defense, the teams like the linebackers have been thin all year. They haven't really recovered from losing Oates. But I mean, Square has been average, I guess.
Jamin Davis has been our best linebacker, in my opinion.
Fantastic. But it seems like they've just been so short there, like just so thin at that position that there's just very, very little room. I know the guy out of that Vanderbilt's transferring that we feel like we got a really good shot with getting him. Which I would love to have him. I mean, he makes a shitload of tackles. So, and I think, you know, obviously most of our corners will be back. Our defensive backs will be back for the most part. I mean, you'll lose Devontae Robinson, but he's done pretty much nothing this year. I mean, he's been very quiet season for him. So you're getting most of your defensive backs back. Most of your defense will be back. So, again, but you can't just – the defense, you just cannot, like, put the defense on the field for 80% of the game like they did against Missouri and teams like that and expect them to continue to make plays. I mean, even the Alabama game. See, when you play a good team and your defense is on the field for 80% of the time, like could potentially happen tomorrow – they're going to score a lot of points on you. Good teams put a lot of points on
you. Oh, they're going to score a ton.
Like Alabama had the amount of play call, which I think they might have. I haven't seen that. I refuse to look at that box score at all, but I'm sure it's probably damn near as many plays as Missouri had. You saw Missouri had like 20 points on us. But when you play a team like Alabama, they put up 63 points, right? So that's –
I would say it might not be as bad as you think just because they score so quickly on
us. Yeah. I mean, it's that's what happens when you're deep. You just cannot, like, it looks bad. Like, when at the end of the day, you're like, oh man, defense had, you know, 63. And I get the argument too. I went back and forth with a guy this weekend, which is kind of a silly stat to me. People keep talking about, our sacks are way down this year. Like, not really. They're not. They are from the standpoint of, well, look how many plays they play. Well, they play so many plays because their offense is off the field. So you can't rely – of course, if you only have, 60 plays a game – or if your defense is only on the field 60 plays for a whole game or whatever, and you have two sacks, that looks a lot better than when you're on the field for 90 snaps and you only have two sacks, of course. But you can't gauge it like that when your offense is literally doing nothing. So your defense is also getting wore out. So if Kentucky – people keep saying our sacks are down, but Kentucky boosts their numbers just like every other SEC team with shitty opponents.
Against the non-SEC schedule. If you look at our SEC schedule last year, we really didn't have that many sacks.
Last year I think they had 14 in the SEC, I think. Let's see here. In the SEC last year they had 1, 3, 5, 7. That's this year. I'm sorry. Last year they had – I think they had 30. What was here? I think they had 34 last year. See, 1, 3, 6, 9, 13. So they had. What's here? 1, 3, 6, 9. So they had 14 sacks in the SEC last year. Okay, so this year in the SEC, we have 1, 3, 5, 7, 8. So in our last two games, if we get 5 sacks, which is doable because against South Carolina last year we had like 3.
Right.
That's.
I got this box score up. It's actually a lot closer than you think, man. It's 66 plays to Alabama, 57 plays to us.
There you go. That's something really not really want to feel too much.
They just scored.
Yeah, I mean they score quickly. So, but. That's I mean, I can't imagine that box score is probably horrendous. I couldn't even look at it.
Oh, yeah, it kind of just turned my night.
We'll see here against non-SEC schools last year. We had 4 sacks against Toledo. We had 2 against Eastern Michigan. That's 6 right there. You had 6 against UT Martin. That's 12. You had 6 against Louisville. That's 18. And you had 1 against Virginia Tech, which is 19. Which doesn't really count because that's a bowl game. But so. Against non-SEC teams, we had 19 sacks last year. Like, that's where your numbers are real high. So, we're actually pretty on par. Like I said, I mean, we get 2 sacks against Florida. I feel pretty good we'll have probably 3 sacks against South Carolina because they are a sinking ship. So, would you say it's – I mean, that's what I gauge it off of. It's the whole season. So, but it's just down because we would have played non-conference teams, we would have played Louisville this year. They'd probably have 20 against Louisville because their offensive line felt terrible.
Yeah, no shit. So bad.
You just can't – to me, you can't gauge that. You can't sit there and say, well, it's because we can't get pass rush, stuff like that. What's the pass rush and it's been down, like the hurry-ins and stuff like that? You can tell that in the game. Boogie's not getting there. Guys aren't getting there. But is it more so because they're on the field so long? I mean, you're tired. You can't just continue to go out to the quarterback. We'd like to, but – same time, I mean, the offense cannot sustain a drive to help us out on defense. So,
no.
All right. Sorry. We're just going around circles of just how bad this season has been, and we get it. Everyone that's watched knows it is.
Yep.
So, tomorrow, if they were to win tomorrow, would that salvage the season for you?
It wouldn't hurt as bad.
I think we will beat South Carolina. I do.
So, I do. If we win tomorrow, when it gets started, I'll be barely.
I mean, 5-5 would be a salvage to a season that's been really, really bad.
Yeah.
For Kentucky. Yeah,
you're right. I probably wouldn't be, but I had higher hopes for this season.
And honestly, in a normal year, if we went off our other schedule, we're probably what
what did we say the other day? We threw 10 games. We probably have seven, eight wins right now. We lost to Missouri, Georgia, and that was the only two teams that's on our schedule that we've played. That was on our original. What now?
Auburn.
Oh, yeah. Auburn. It was Auburn on a regular. Yeah, they were on a regular schedule. So that's three. Yeah. So we're through.
But it might not. Some of those games might have played out differently because Auburn's been streaky, and we would have had a couple games to get under our feet.
Kentucky I do agree with you. They would have played Auburn. Yeah. They played Tennessee or something like that, or even if they played the week after Tennessee, they probably would be. I don't think Auburn's very good, but I agree with you on that. But it's just they could be in a different position right now. They could have beat Ole Miss. They should have beat Ole Miss. They should have beat Auburn. Yep. They beat them on box score, both of them. And then you're looking at as being what? Only having three losses then, right? So we're now 3-8, so we'd be 5-3. So would that make you feel better with these two games left? Maybe. But you still lost to Missouri. You should never lose to Missouri. Kentucky's better than Missouri, but they don't look better than Missouri this year.
No, our offense.
And that's what it comes down to. So all right, give me a score for tomorrow, man. Let's bring this horrible season home.
I'm gonna go 42-28
Florida.
Yeah.
I want to take Kentucky so bad.
I know, I did too, but
realistically it's probably gonna be
Realistically, it's probably going to be
42-21. I'll take that score. I do think Smoke has a big game tomorrow. And I don't know. Defense just
if we have any chance in hell of winning, Terry.
I agree with you, man. Boogie's got to get
actually 300. I would say 300, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
Maybe Ole Miss this year, maybe, but. But
he's never thrown over 200 against a legit defense.
And I think this year against Ole Miss, we ran for like 400 yards, so that was most of our yards, anyways. I mean, defense, you got to get out to the quarterback. If you got any chance against Florida, you got to get out to the quarterback. So that's it. I mean, that's what it is. You have to get him and sack him. If Kentucky gets the keys to the game tomorrow.
By the way, Terry Wilson against a terrible Ole Miss team. Just to show you how inconsistent he is.
I knew it wasn't that much.
Everybody else who has played Ole Miss has thrown.
Yeah,
well,
I agree. Yeah, that's sad. Tomorrow, the keys for Kentucky, if Kentucky gets to three to four sacks with about 13 hurries, Kentucky will have a shot tomorrow. Because I think.
Yeah. And on offense, dude, we have to hit the big plays because Grantham loves the blitz. That's his. If it's third down, third and four or more, he's bringing all.
And Grant knows that, and he throws it the way up. So that's where Kentucky has a shot tomorrow. So Kentucky's got to hit two home runs, and I'd say when I say three sacks with about 13 hurries. I mean, that's pretty much in his face nonstop.
Yeah, I think we're going to hit at least.
And then keep the rushing, under around 60 yards, and obviously keep their passing. You got to get a couple turnovers, man. They have to have turnovers. You're going to beat someone like Florida.
Yeah.
You need a couple turnovers, and you can't beat yourself. Kentucky cannot beat themselves.
Yep. Exactly.
No stupid penalties. Missed field goals. No nothing like that. Yeah. That's what kills you. So, moving on. With the basketball team. Basketball team looked pretty good. So, and I know it's Morehead. But they look good, man. And then just finally we have top 10 recruits again. The Isaiah Jackson guy looked awesome.
Cameron Fletcher was the guy I took away. To my opinion was
all right. Mintz, Boston, they all look good.
His motor just didn't stop, dude.
Mintz looked good. Boston looked good. Sarr looked great in the second half. He was kind of slow in the first half.
I would like to see Boston hit shots.
He came in not a guy that can really hit threes and stuff, but he's a guy that's a freak athlete.
Yeah, no, if he can start hitting threes, I think this team.
Kentucky shot 34% from 34% from three. So if they get that all year long, they'll be fine. Because they have a team this year that's actually all of Cal's teams. his best teams had teams that were, that would go 8 to 9 deep, and they have really good practices because they do a 5-on-5, and basically their second team could pretty much start for most teams. And that gets
where exactly. the practices.
And also, he uses that bench really well. So if you piss him off, he's just going to be like, you can sit on the bench. That, and they get up and down, they motivation, they played. You could definitely tell that the defense is better.
You can tell
it's yes, a top classic. The upgrade talent.
I mean, just the athletic ability on the court.
The upgrade talent. I mean, Bruiser Flint's defense looked good. I mean, yeah. he's the one doing all the defense now. You could definitely tell the defense looked a lot better. They've been killed in those threes the last 3 years.
I thought Sarge felt a little soft there.
He was the guy. He's an anchor down low, a big body.
If he faced a true big man, he gets pushes around bad. He comes off very soft. I like Ware though. Spencer Ware seems like he's probably a little more tough.
I'll be honest with you, man. If Keon Brooks comes back and is slow coming out of the gate like he did last year, dude, Isaiah Jackson's going to start over him.
Oh, no. I think Isaiah Jackson, the roof's the limit. I mean, that dude is unreal.
Keon Brooks, lots of the guys tonight, unless Keon Brooks from Florida comes out and plays, because Keon Brooks was pretty average last year for the most part, for most of the year. If he starts to slow again, man, he's going to get lost in the shuffle. Not really lost in the shuffle, but he's going to lose minutes.
Because I mean, this team, everybody on this team is lengthy, fast.
Yeah, I mean, everyone can play. Jumper. And that's where I'm excited. The real test is going to be Sunday. Richmond's a good team. Now, their best player blew his knee out. And it's unfortunate for them because they were a sleeper for the Final Four, considering last year they were 24-7. You know, pick to win an Atlantic 10, an A-10 that is a tough conference in basketball. I mean, they got Rhode Island, Dayton.
Really tough conference. They got some
good teams.
And you know, that's probably tough.
Well,
SEC basketball. Not
last year. It wasn't very good last year, but this year they got Tennessee, they got Arkansas. It's pretty solid. They got, you know, obviously Kentucky. Florida's always pretty tough in there. Who else? I mean, they've got some pretty tough teams this year in basketball. LSU. I know Auburn's going to be down because of everything that's going on with those cheating. Those cheaters. Frank Martin's teams are always tough to play, no matter what, how good his teams are. His teams are always tough.
Yeah, he may not get a lot of wins, but he's always tough.
I definitely think the SEC is a lot better this year than it has been in a while. Even Alabama's always kind of tough, but I think they're going to be pretty young this year. It sucks with Auburn being going to be down because that's – I watched them today. We watched them today. They were not very good.
They look really bad. They've
replaced all their guys and they have nothing to play for. Like that's what they look like. Like I said, I think Kentucky's got the best team in the SEC. I think Tennessee's gonna be tough. Now they had a really good recruiting class, but Kentucky's got.
Yeah, and Rick Barnes is a good coach.
Well, we talked about this last week. Me and Chris did, and we talked about how they finally have a really tough schedule. Chris thinks they're gonna lose 10 games. I thought more around the five game mark because of what the talent we have.
The talent we have could keep us five. I'm right in between you guys.
I definitely think this team's gonna is one of the favorites to win the championship.
I think this team has potential to win the championship. I just think, no doubt.
Well, go ahead.
It just kind of comes down to if I don't know how I'm not gonna word this right, but. It depends on if Cal holds his team.
No, I agree with you on that. Cal sometimes takes a little the guys that towards the end of the season you start seeing the guys that are better than some guys. We all know about the Cal Twins. And Ulis and stuff like that down the stretch, Booker. And he does that. I mean, Cal does things that he
– Well, and the good thing is about this team is he doesn't have any of his guys returning. I mean,
That's true. But the thing is with Cal is – he does adjust his stuff, but sometimes he stays stubborn and doesn't adjust his defenses, I guess, per se. He does adjust his offenses. Now, he's very flexible with some of his offenses and stuff. You've noticed that, but again, with Cal's teams, his teams are really successful when he has a really good big man. So this year, he has really, really good big men this year. I mean, Sar's jump shot the other night. That's a beautiful jump shot.
Sar's jump shot's pretty. Sar plays. My brother told us, we're talking about this yesterday at Thanksgiving. My brother goes, Sar plays like a Frenchman. He has that European style basketball. That's why I think he's kind of.
He may be, but the thing is, at the end of the day, he played in the ACC. He was first team all ACC. He's played ACC basketball is head and shoulders better than Kentucky or SEC basketball. So he was on a shitty team, but he scored 27 points a game for them. So he's played good teams.
I just don't know if he's going to be as tough as.
So this isn't like Reed Travis who came in here coming from the Pac-12, which Pac-12 is garbage, and this guy's actually came from a. From a ACC school, first team all ACC guy. I mean, he's played Dukes in North Carolina. He played very well against Duke last year. So it is a guy that's got experience, and that's what you really need. Him and the Mintz is going to be fantastic too. I'm really, really high on him right now.
I love Mintz's shot. I think it's pure. I mean, it's just such a gorgeous.
I just think that Kentucky's the sky's the limit with these guys, man. I just really do. But it starts on Sunday. Richmond's a tough team. They're senior laden.
Richmond's a tough. Like I told you today.
Yeah, I mean, they have a ton of seniors. I know their best players out, but it's a team that beat Wisconsin early last year, and Wisconsin was going to be in the tournament last year and probably going to win the Big Ten. So that's how good of a team they beat someone early last year. Now they didn't. I don't think they did not beat Dayton, and that's because they had Toppin. Obviously a guy that was a lottery pick this year, but I'm telling you that conference is really tough. I mean, they play Rhode Island's always a solid team,
Pac-12's a joke.
Yeah, what a joke! Well, I don't know, the Big 12's got really. I don't know, Texas. I mean, Texas is gonna be good this year.
Kansas.
They have like a really good recruit too. They got Greg Brown, didn't they? So, and Oklahoma State's got Cade Cunningham.
Yeah.
So, but I'm with you. Yeah. I mean, most of the time they're not really there. So, I mean, outside of like Kansas, but even Kansas, they get beat early all the time in the tournament, and they just got smacked in the mouth by Gonzaga. So, but we play them next week. So that's what I'm saying. This Richmond game sets us up for the next week. I want to get excited, but I also got to remember I got excited for Michigan State, beat Michigan State last year. Michigan State ended up not being very good. So, and I got to remember it's Moorhead, it's not Michigan State, and you're supposed to beat Moorhead by a ton.
Yeah, I was
gonna
say you're supposed to
beat them by a ton of points. So, I'm excited for that season, and obviously I'm excited for the Florida game, man. I'm always excited for it, but God, I just cannot take another beating like I did last week. That was awful.
That was hard to watch. That's the first time you've ever watched.
I can't, man. It just pisses me off so much. I came home, watched it, and then like, I guess it was like right towards the end of the fourth quarter. I was like, all right, I gotta get out of here. This is terrible.
It was just that bad.
So, but anyways, all right. Well, just hope for the best tomorrow. Yeah.
Hopefully, if not, we'll win tomorrow.
Sunday, we also have the Dolphins. Well, I got the Dolphins. You got the Bears going on. I don't know how they play.
The Bears, yeah.
That's the right. Well, they play at 1 o'clock UK. I'm always going to watch UK over anyone. So I'll be watching them.
For sure.
And then try to flip it back and forth. So, but anyways, all right. Well, I'm Nick.
I'm Mike.